Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, Lord, we thank thee for this morning of worship.
天父，我们感谢你今早晨能够来敬拜你。
Humble our hearts, O Father, before thee.
求主你帮助我们在你面前谦卑我们的心。
And cleanse us from all sins and unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的罪与不义。
As we come, O God, it want to meditate upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Thy Word.
让我们来纪念我们的救主耶稣基督，也来学习神你的话语。
Sanctify us, O Father, by Thy truth.
求主你通过你的真理使我们成圣。
And sanctify us by Thy Spirit.
也通过你的圣灵叫我们成圣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Now, of late, we have been hearing much about death.
最近我们经常听到死亡。
The news has been reporting many deaths in places, especially those places that has been hit by terrorist attacks.
新闻经常在报道关于死亡，尤其是那些国家被受到恐怖袭击。
Just one had happened this week itself in Brussels.
在这一周也有一件恐怖袭击发生在欧洲。
And then there was the airplane crash landing in Russia and a very tragic death.Occurs to those all on board.
在俄罗斯有一架飞机坠毁了，而机上的人都死了。
And nearer home, very sadly, just a few days ago, two trainees, right, were killed on the MRT track.
而在新加坡，我们有两个新加坡人也在维修地铁的时候死了。
And just about a few weeks ago, you all have been.Mourning and also comforting Elder Ho in the passing on of his father.
在几周前，我们的何长老的父亲也归回天家，我们也与他一起的来悲伤。
Do this unwelcome news of deaths disturb us, make us feel scared, or make us feel sad?
我们这些死亡的信息会使到我们害怕吗？
Sadly, many of those who have died in those accidents and attacks, I believe that many of them were not even prepared to face those deaths.
很可惜的是，那些面对这些死亡的、受到这些恐怖袭击而死的，他们根本没有对死亡做好预备。
What about you and me?
你和我如何呢？
Are we prepared for death when it comes knocking on our door?
当死亡来临的时候，我们预备好了吗？
Many people are afraid to die.
很多人害怕死亡。
In fact, many people are not even, they don't like even to mention the word death.
很多人甚至连那死字都不想提起。
Yes, because they think that the word itself sounds evil and tragic and sad.
因为他们认为这个字本身就是邪恶，是不好的，而且是令人悲伤的。
But this is especially so for those who have not yet known.The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
是这样，是特别对于那些还未信靠耶稣基督的人。
There is a testimony of an evangelist, a great evangelist, John Sung.
一个宣教士约翰宋尚杰博士，他有这样的见证。
And he related an incident when he encountered death and how fearful he was.
他也回顾起一段经历，他如何的面临死亡。
He was then not yet a Christian, a believer.
他非常的害怕，因为那时候他还不是个基督徒。
It was when he was a child, he was 9 years old.
他还是个孩子，他才九岁。
And he saw a little black box right in front of his house.
他看到他的家前有一个黑色的箱子。
And then out of curiosity, he asked his mother, what is this black box?
他因为好奇，他就问母亲，这黑色的箱子是什么呢？
And he was told that the box is actually the coffin.Of his dear sister.
就有人告诉他，这黑色的箱子其实是个棺材，是他的妹妹的棺材。
His sister was only 3 years old.
他妹妹才三岁。
And so he looked into the coffin.
所以他就往坟墓棺木里面看。
And then he saw her little sister's pale, white, sweet face.
他就看到他妹妹那白白的脸。
And touched her hands, and her hands were cold.
他就摸他的手，他的手是冰冷的。
And John Sun said that he did not realize that he had actually seen death face to face.
宋尚杰博士就说他还没有意识到他已经看到了死亡。
And he was so afraid that he asked his mother whether he would become like his dear little sister one day.
他非常的害怕，并且问母亲说他是否有一天也要像妹妹这样。
And sadly, the mother said to him, yes.
可惜的是，他母亲对他说，是的，有一天也会这样。
And John became very gloomy.
所以双上节他就非常的不开心。
And that night he could not sleep.
那晚上他也睡不着。
In fact, he dreamt like of his sister, that he would be like his sister.
因为他也梦到他的妹妹，梦到他会变成他妹妹这样。
He dreamt that he was also in a little coffin.
他梦到自己也在一个小棺材里面。
And he woke up very frightened.
惊醒的时候就非常的害怕。
And called for his daddy and for his mommy.
就呼叫他的父亲母亲。
And told them that he does not want to leave them.
告诉他们说他不要离开他们。
He wanted to be with them always.
他要常常的与父母同在。
Yes, death is dreadfully real and it can be very frightening.
的确，死亡是非常真实的，而且很令人害怕。
In fact, life is very fragile to us.
的确，生命是非常的脆弱的。
The Bible tells us in James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
圣经在雅各书四章四节这样的告诉我们。四章十四节这样告诉我们，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Indeed, no one can be sure about life in tomorrow.
的确，对于明天的生命，没有人能够做出任何的保证。
Our life is in the hands of God.
我们的生命是在神的手里。
The Lord God Almighty is the giver of our life.
全能的神是赐我们生命的神。
He alone has the power to give us life, and He alone has the power to take away life.
唯独他能够赐给我们生命，唯独他能够取掉我们的生命。
Yes, the Bible compares life to a vapor that can vanish in a moment.
的确，生命把我们的圣经把我们的生命比喻为一片云雾，一小时就不见了。
And as we live in this world of sin and suffering, many things can happen to us to bring our life to a halt, and sometimes maybe so suddenly.
在我们活在这罪恶的世界当中 很有可能任何事都能取掉我们的生命。
People may die from accidents.
人们会因为意外而死亡。
Or they may die from some terminal illness.
或是因为疾病而死亡。
People can die from even complications in childbirth.
或是因为生产难产的时候甚至也有死亡。
Or perhaps from some...infection that can become fatal.
或是一些疾病的感染而面临死亡。
The Bible tells us that death is like a wildfire that is never satisfied to devour precious lives.
圣经告诉我们，死亡像野火一样会吞噬人的生命。
Proverbs 30:16 reads, "The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough."
箴言三十章第十六节这么说，就是阴间和石台，进水不足的地，并火。
The grave that is death will never say it's enough to receive dead bodies.
就是死亡告诉我们，死亡是不会满足，它会继续的接受那些死人。
Do we then wish that dying may be not part of our life here on earth that we live in?
那么我们是否盼望我们生命没有死亡呢
？Yes, do we feel that death is our enemy?
我们是否看待死亡为我们的敌人呢
？Do we wish that one day death can be gone forever for us?
是我们盼望有一天死亡能够永远离我们而去
？Do we wish that death can never take away man's life?
我们是否盼望死亡不会再夺去人的生命
？But will death be?Ever be gone? Will death ever be abolished?
可是死亡能够被除去吗
？Perhaps you've been hearing children saying that to their mummies and daddies, "Mummy, daddy, I don't want to die. I don't want to leave you."
或许我们会听到孩子们他们说，爸妈，我不想离开你们，我不想死。
Will I die when I grow up?
我长大后我会死吗
？Well, how can man solve the problem of death?
人们要怎样把这死亡的问题解决呢
？We wish that there will be no wars and no fightings around, so that people will not die.
我们希望我们周遭没有战争，没有死亡。
We wish that viruses may be eliminated, so that people may not get infection and die.
我们也希望我们周遭没有疾病，好让人家不会生病而死。
Yes, we wish that There will be no disaster, so that there will be no messy deaths that occur to many, many people.
是的，我们希望我们周遭没有这些天灾，使到人们死掉。
But again, the Bible tells us that such things will come: pestilences, earthquakes, wars. This will come.
可是圣经告诉我们，这些疾病、这些瘟疫、这些战争会来。
Yet still, do we not wish that if someone can abolish deaths and put a stop to all deaths?
可是我们仍然希望有人能够废除死亡。
Well, the good news is, yes, indeed, so that death can be abolished.
而好消息就是，的确有人已经把死亡废去了。
In fact, it has been abolished.
死亡能够被废除，已经被废除了。
And such good news is in the Holy Word of God, the Bible.
而这好消息就在神的话语当中能够找得到。
Now the Bible is not a book of death, about death.
圣经不是一个关乎死亡的一本书。
The Bible is truly a book of life.
圣经是关乎生命的一本书。
Because it is written by the living God.
是因为它是由一个又真又活的神而写的。
Nevertheless, it does also tell us about death.
可是它仍然有教导我们关于死亡。
Because death is real.
因为死亡是真实的。
And how through death comes life, the Bible tells us.
如何通过死亡有了生命。
That death is not the end, right, of it all.
因为死亡不是一切的结束。
As far as God is concerned, the living God is concerned, after death, there is life.
对神而言，在死亡过后仍然有生命。
There is life after death.
在死后有生命。
Yes, it is appointed unto man once to die.
的确按着定命人人都有一死。
And after that, the judgment.
死后且有审判。
But Jesus says that those who hear his word and believes in him will not be condemned at death.
可是耶稣说那些凡信靠他的在死后不 将不被定罪。
But rather, when they pass away into death, they enter into everlasting life.
可是他们死后他们将进入永生。
And you have believed that Jesus had died for you?
你是否已经相信耶稣为你而死呢？
You will therefore not die, but you will die, but you will live for eternity.
你若相信你死后，你将不会死，反而有永生。
Do you believe in such truths?
你相信这些真理吗？
Well, from the Holy Word of God, we see that death came about due to man's disobedience to God.
从神的话语，我们知道死亡会进入这世界，因为人们不顺服神。
Since then, death has been conceived.
就因这样。死亡就产生了。
But we thank God. Thank God that's the Lord God. He's still in control of death.
可是感谢神，神仍然掌管这一切，掌管这死亡。
For he alone has the power to give and to take away life.
因为唯独他有权柄赐生命，夺去生命。
Nobody else can do that.
没有别人能够这么做。
And there'll be one day. Yes. In fact, there was one day that the Lord God had conquered death.
而有一天神将战胜死亡，的确这一天已经发生了。
He has conquered death so that man might live forever.
神已经战胜了死亡，好让人能够有永生。
So we shall spend a moment to think upon these three concerns of death.
所以让我们来花一点时间来默想这死亡的三方面。
The conception of death.
死亡的产生。
The control of death.
死亡的控制。
And the conquest of death.
以及如何的战胜死亡。
Firstly and sadly, there is the conception of death.
第一，而且是很不幸的，有死亡的产生。
After the Lord God created man and woman, he commanded them. In the word of God, it says in Genesis 2:17, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
神在创造了人类过后呢，给了他们一个吩咐，在创世纪二章十七节可以读到。
Unfortunately,
圣经这么说，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你们不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve they disobeyed God.
不幸的是，亚当夏娃他们没有顺服神。
They disobeyed God's commandments, and since then, death for men was conceived.
他们犯了神的诫命，从此呢，死亡就产生了。
The death sentence pronounced by God was twofold: it's physical and spiritual.
神所判的死亡是有双方面，
yes.
肉体上和属灵上。
Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed God, they did not die physically immediately.
的确，亚当夏娃在犯神的诫命过后，没有马上的有肉体的死亡。
But they did die spiritually. They were estranged from God.
可是他们的属灵上，他们的生命已经死了。
They had to hide from God when the Lord God came down to look for them.
他们与神隔绝，当神来找他们的时候，他们要躲起来。
But they first saw physical death some years later when their second son Abel was killed.
他们第一次看到肉体上的死亡是当他们二儿子亚伯的死。
And since then, man has been facing death day after day.
从那以后，日复一日，人们就面对着死亡。
The word of God tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die.
神的话语告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死。
No one can escape from it.
没人能够逃脱。
Death is the consequence of and the punishment for sin.
死亡是我们罪的后果跟审判。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的赎价乃是死。
And so death has become our enemy.
所以死亡就成为了我们的敌人。
We are all frightened of it.
我们都害怕死亡。
Man has become under the bondage of the fear of death.
人们就因为害怕死亡而被死亡捆绑了。
So sadly, there is this conception of death.
所以很不幸的死亡产生了。
But secondly, we thank God that there is this control of death.
可是我们感谢神，感谢神，他控制了死亡。
Yes, death is indeed dreadful.
的确，死亡是令人害怕的。
It is a separation of loved ones from one another.
是使我们与亲人分离的。
And more importantly, it is a separation of those who have not believed in God, in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from God.
更加的是使那些还未信靠耶稣基督的与神分离。
But we thank God that.There is deliverance from on high of death.
可是我们感谢神，从天上我们能够有着救赎，能够脱离死亡。
This deliverance of death is from the living God Himself, who is the fountain of life.
这拯救是来自那永生的神，他是生命的泉源。
Yes, we thank God that the living and true God is in control of death.
我们感谢神，这又真又活的神，他掌管着死亡。
Death is not in the hands of Satan.
死亡不是在撒旦的权柄下。
Yes, in Hebrews 2:15, there is a verse that says that devil has the power of death.
的确，在希伯来书二章十五节告诉我们，魔鬼有死亡的权柄。
But it does not mean that he can and that he has the power to inflict death upon people.
可是这不代表撒旦能够叫人死去。
It is only that he was the instrument of the first one who brought about death into the world.
这是告诉我们，魔鬼是第一个使到死亡进入这世界的。
And also that the devil is the execution of God's wrath on impenitent sinners when God permits him.
当神许可的时候，魔鬼成为神的器具来执行神的愤怒。
The living and true God, the creator of heaven and earth, he is the one who has all the powers.Over death and life.
这又真又活的神创造宇宙万物的，只有他有权柄来死，他有权柄来控制死亡。
For the Almighty God is the one who gives life to man.
因为全能的神是赐生命的神。
He's the one who creates and he sustains every man in his life.
他创造了人类，并且使人类能够生存。
And he's the one who has control over death.
所以他控制了，掌管着死亡。
In fact, he's the one who can give escapes.From death.
的确他是能让人脱离死亡的那一位。
So God controls death.
所以神掌管着死亡。
He can even bring death wholly to nothing.
他甚至能叫死亡归于无有。
And completely triumph over its power by the resurrection of the dead.
而通过叫人从死里复活，战胜死亡的权柄。
In fact, the Lord God, the living God, he loves his creatures andHe wants them to live forever with him.
的确，这创造宇宙万物的神，他爱他的被造物，所以他要他们永远与他同活。
Our God is a living and true God, and He's a God of the living, and He's not a God of the dead.
我们的神是那又真又活的神，他是活人的神，而不是死人的神。
And so that even though death has been conceived, and God is control of death, and God has His plan also.That, and he has a power to cause death to cease.
虽然这死亡已经产生，神有权柄管 权柄控制这死亡，可是神也有权柄叫这死亡结束。
To cease and to exist no more.
叫这死亡不再存在。
And so thirdly, we rejoice in that there is this conquest of death.
所以第三，我们要喜乐，因为神已经战胜了死亡。
The Bible tells us in our text, 2 Timothy 1:10, that our Savior Jesus Christ said He had abolished death.
神的话语在我们所读到的提摩太后书一章十节告诉我们，神已经把死废去了。
And this is a testimony of our Lord that we all are not ashamed of.
所以这是神的见证，我们不应该以他为耻。
Yes, a wonderful gospel. In the word of God, according to the power of God, that the Lord Jesus Christ had abolished death.
是神的福音，按着神的全能，耶稣基督已经把死废去。
And had brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
并且借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
So death has been conquered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以死亡已经被耶稣基督征服了。
It says that it is now manifested, right? Now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who had abolished death.
因为在这里告诉我们，我们救主耶稣基督的显现已经表明了他把死亡废去。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, in his coming to live and to die for sinners, has abolished death.
所以耶稣基督的降世，他的耶稣基督的生命与死已经废除了死亡。
And not only that, furthermore, it says that the Lord's death can bring those who believe in Him everlasting life.
而且圣经也告诉我们，我们救主的死能够带给人们永生。
And so those who die with Christ will experience the deliverance from the bondage of sin and death.
所以那些与基督同死的人，他们能够得到罪的赦免，已经不再被罪捆绑。
Now the word translated abolish here also means to render ineffective.
在这里被翻译为废去的这个字能够也告诉我们有那个意思，就是再也没有效用了。
It is to nullify, to cancel.
能够将它取消。
It is to destroy, to do away with.
就是将它废去，将它除灭。
Pass away.
永远过去。
It is to cease.
就是完全的不在。
To put an end to.
就是将它结束。
And what Paul is saying here is that Christ's deathHas therefore defeated death for mankind.
所以保罗在这里所说的就是基督的死已经战胜了死亡。
Christ's death has stopped death from having any power over us.
基督的死已经将死亡的权柄将它停住，不再能够控制人类。
Death has been replaced and destroyed.
而死已经被废去，已经被挪开了。
By the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
通过我们救主耶稣基督的死。
Yes, we still die. Men still die.
的确，我们仍然会死，人仍然会死。
But the fear of death has been removed and cancelled.
可是我们对死的恐惧已经被移去了。
Because Christ in his death has taken away the sting of death.
因为基督在他的死已经夺去死亡的毒钩。
Christ has taken away all of death's hurtful power.
基督已经夺去死亡一切的权柄。
By his death, Christ has shown death to be under his control.
通过基督的死，他彰显了他控制着死亡。
And the day will come when death will ultimately be destroyed.
将有一天，死亡将完全的被灭去。
Today we commemorate the redemptive work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by his.Through his atoning death for sinners.
今天我们要来纪念我们救主耶稣基督通过他的死所成就救赎的工作。
Yes, Christ tasted death for us on the cross.
的确，基督为我们在十字架上而死。
The day Jesus died on the cross was when death has been abolished.
当基督在十字架上死的时候，这死亡已经被废去了。
The day when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross was the day when death died.
基督死在十字架上的时候，就是死亡死掉的时候。
Yes, Christ did not have to die himself.
的确，基督自己本不需要死。
But he entered into death for you and me.
可是他为你和我进入了死亡。
He entered into death in order to conquer death and the devil.
他进入了死亡，为的是要来战胜死亡，战胜魔鬼。
Christ break the power of death for us believers.
基督为了我们这些信他的人而战胜了死亡的权柄。
Death has its conception.
死亡有它的产生。
But we thank God that the Lord God is in control of death.
可是我们感谢神，他掌管着死亡。
And how wonderfully he has conquered death through his only begotten Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奇妙的，通过他的独生子耶稣基督，他战胜了死亡。
Christ has broken the power of death for believers.
基督已经为信徒们废掉了死亡的权柄。
Many years ago, I think many of us remember some 13 years ago in 2003.
在许多年前，我相信大家还记得，在2003年，13年前。
In Singapore, we experienced, in fact, all over the world. In Singapore, we also experienced it. There was the SARS outbreak.
在新加坡和世界各地，我们都面临了这场疾病的传播，就是萨斯病毒。
And there were many medical professionals working very hard.Right to control this disease.
有许多医疗人员，他们很努力的要将这疾病控制下来。
Because it was very infectious, and the power of it is so strong that you know it may infect so many people and kill so many people.
因为这疾病很容易传播，而且甚至能够叫人死亡。
And so there were medical professionals who tried to do the best in order to save SARS patients.
所以有许多医疗人员，他们竭尽所能要来拯救这些病人。
But in doing so, some of them, they themselves, the medical professionals themselves, succumb to the disease.
可是当他们这么做的时候，有些医疗人员他们自己感染了这疾病。
Many doctors and nurses were infected themselves by that terrible disease.
许多医生和护士自己就感染了这疾病。
In fact, there was the discoverer of the disease.A French physician by the name of Dr. Carlos.
这发现这疾病的是一个法国的医生。
Dr. Carlos.
是 Carlos 医生。
And while he was discovering the deadliness of the disease to alert the world, he himself caught SARS.
当他发现这疾病的时候，他自己也感染了这疾病。
He caught the virus himself and finally died.
他自己感染了这病毒，然后。之后也因为病毒而死去。
So in a sense, he himself has sacrificed his life in order to save SARS patients.
所以他将自己的生命献上，为了是要拯救那些患病者。
But there is a thing that is more deadly than SARS.
可是有一样东西比这沙斯病毒更加的致命。
We all may not have SARS.
我们或许没有这疾病。
Not everyone will get it.
不是每个人都会有这疾病。
But all of us has this thing, sin in us.
可是这是就是罪，我们每个人都有罪。
And it is definitely deadly.
它比沙斯病毒更加的致命。
Not everyone will die from SARS.
不是每个人会因为沙斯病毒而死掉。
But all of us will die from sin. For the wages of sin is death.
可是每个人会因为罪的缘故而死，因为罪的工价乃是死。
And those people who die from SARS, but if he is not in Christ,If he's in Christ, he will live eternally.
那些人虽然因为撒斯病毒而死掉，可是如果他在耶稣基督里，他将有永生。
But if one who dies from SARS and still is and sin is still in him, then he will die in eternal death.
可是如果一个人因为撒斯病毒而死掉，可是仍然在罪里的话，他将会面对永远的死亡。
For he's not cleansed by the blood of Christ.
因为他没有受耶稣基督宝血的洗净。
And so Christ came into this world to warn us of such a deadly thing, sin.
所以基督来到这世上是要来警告我们关于罪是多么的致命。
And he himself died for our sin in our place.
他自己取代了我们，为我们死在十字架上。
He sacrificed himself in order to save us from this deadly sin.
他将自己献上，为的是要救赎我们脱离这致命的罪。
The Lord Jesus Christ died so that we may live eternally.
耶稣基督死，好让我们能够有永生。
Though we may die physically, but we will not die spiritually.
虽然我们肉体上会死亡，可是属灵上我们不会死亡。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, he sacrificed himself dying on the cross at Calvary.
所以主耶稣基督在加略山上为我们死在十字架上。
Shedding his precious blood to save us from deadly sin.
流出了他的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪。
Yes, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He has abolished death.
的确，我们的救主耶稣基督已经废除了死亡。
He died to abolish death and to give us eternal death, eternal life.
他死为的是要废掉死亡，来赐给我们永生。
That those who believe in Him should never die.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But have everlasting death, have everlasting life. Do you believe in this?
他们将反得永生，你信这话吗？
Do you believe such wonderful gospel truth?
你相信这美好的福音吗？
Yes.It is a gospel according to the power of God.
的确，这福音是按着神的大能。
That Christ has abolished death.
耶稣基督已经把死废去。
And had brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Listen again. Christ died, was buried, and rose again on the third day.
再听一次，基督他死了，被埋，三日后复活。
And all who believe in him, yes, they will also die.And they will be buried and rise again with him.
凡信他的也同样会死被埋，可是也会再三，也会复活。
Never to die again.
也永不再死。
But rather to live eternally with God.
是与神永远的活着。
Eternally, forever and ever.
永永远远活着。
Have you believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
你信靠主耶稣基督了吗
？As your personal Lord and Savior.
你接受他为你的个人救主了吗
？That you may not die，
好叫你不死
，but to live forever and ever with God，
反而能够与神永远的活着。
Dear friends, are you afraid of death？
亲爱的朋友，你害怕死亡吗
？If you are so, please be assured that there is no need for us to be fearful of death。
如果你害怕死亡，我可以向你保证，你不需要害怕死亡。
Yes, if you have recognized that you are a sinner，
如果你承认自己是罪人。
If you realize that the Lord Jesus Christ has died to save you from your sins,
如果你意识到耶稣基督死了是要来拯救你的罪
and you have received him as your personal Lord and Savior,
如果你接受他为你的个人救主
Christ Jesus Christ has abolished death for you and me.
耶稣基督已经为你为我来将死亡废去
You will die once physically.
我们将会有一死，就是这肉体的死亡
Yet you will be resurrected or raptured again.
可是你将复活
bodily
你的肉身将复活
and live forever and ever with the Lord Jesus Christ
并且与主耶稣基督永远的活着
so yes death was conceived by sin coming into the life of mankind sadly
的确死亡是因着罪的缘故而诞生进入人类
but we praise and thank God that the Lord God has control over death
可是我们赞美感谢神神掌管着死亡
And above all, we praise and thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, He is the one who has conquered death for you and me.
更加的，我们感谢神，我们的救主耶稣基督，他已经战胜了死亡。
By Him conquering death, we are therefore able to live forever.
因为耶稣基督战胜了死亡，我们能够有永生。
What a wonderful and blessed truth!
这是这何等蒙福的一个真理。
A gospel truth.
是个福音真理。
That Christ has abolished death and brought life everlasting.
Yes, 基督已经废掉了死亡，赐给我们永生。
To those who believe in Him,
叫一些信他的人能够有永生。
Do you believe in Him? Have you believed in Him?
你信靠他吗
？Believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
要快快来信耶稣基督。
And you shall be saved from death.
你将被救赎，脱离死亡。
To have everlasting life,
并且有永生。
May God help us. Let us pray.
愿神来帮助我们，让我们一同来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee, O God, that though we may have to face death because of the wages of sin is death.
天父，我们感谢你，虽然我们要面对死亡，因为罪的工价乃是死。
We thank thee, O God, that death is not under the control of Satan, but under the control of God.
可是我们感谢神，死亡的不是由撒旦掌权，而是由神来控制。
And O Thou, God our Father, has sent Thy only begotten Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to conquer death.
的确，我们的天父已经差遣了他的独生子耶稣基督来战胜死亡。
He conquered death by abolishing death through His death on the cross.
通过他在十字架上的死，他已经废除了死亡。
And by His death on the cross, He has also given us life eternal.
通过他在十字架上的死，他也赐给了我们永生。
Immortality, even for us, through the gospel, through the power of the gospel.
通过福音的能力，我们得到了永生。
For those who believe，
这是赐给那些凡信靠他的人。
So Lord, we pray for those who have not yet believed this wonderful gospel truth。
主啊，我们为到那些还未信靠这奇妙救恩的人而祷告。
That during this time that thou mayest by thy Spirit cause them to believe。
祷告神，你会通过你的话语，在这时候叫他们来信你。
Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life everlasting。
来相信耶稣基督已经将死废去，并且他将带给我们永生。
And they shall be saved even from death unto everlasting life。
他信的人将能够脱离死亡，反得永生。
Humble our hearts, O God, before Thee。
求神叫我们在你面前谦卑。
As we now come to remember our dear Savior。
当我们现在来纪念我们的救主的时候
，In partaking of the Lord's Supper，
我们也来掰饼纪念主。
In Jesus' name we pray。
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen。